Great. Welcome, everyone, to the Pima Art and Community Design Committee meeting for Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. To begin the meeting, I need to establish a quorum. I will be calling upon Arts Foundation staff member Sadie to do a roll call, please.
Adrian Ackerman. Ann Lopez. Lauren Cooper.
Here.
Leanne Hernandez.
Here.
Emily Tate.
Here.
Jim Glock. Janet Fisher.
Here.
Kenneth Smith. Laura Summers. Margaret Joplin. Maureen Lewick.
Here.
Melissa Brown Dominguez. Nancy Fung.
Here.
Robert Clark. Robert Clark.
Oh, he was here.
Okay, I see you. He is here. Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sipp. Alicia Vasquez.
Here.
Anthony Avila.
Here.
Brandon Varela. Kathleen Vivo?
Here.
Thank you. And you do have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, Sadie. Moving on. At this point, I'd like to have a quick introduction of guests and attendees, in addition to those whose names were mentioned during the roll call. So, this is always a bit of a mashup. So for those board members and members, I'll do my best. So I'm going to try to not offend my fellow committee members and consider them guests, but I have a habit of possibly doing that. So if I do that, saying no, I'm a member. So we'll start with, and on my screen, it looks like I have everyone listed in order of appearance, and I was second to Sadie in joining up. So I'd like to have Fred quickly introduce yourself, and then we'll move on to Sam. And then
Fred Nakarati. I am on the Tucson Rodeo Committee. I'm a voting member, and I am, along with Sam and Mark, leading the 100-year celebration for the Tucson Rodeo on February 2025.
Great. Thank you, Fred. Sam?
Sam Merman, I am the chairman of the Tucson Rodeo.
Very good. Thank you. Ignacio?
Ignacio here, muralist, artist, and be painting a mural for the Tucson Rodeo.
Very good. Mr. Okoye? You're muted.
What's up, everybody? My name is NDBT Okoye, and I'll be painting a mural for Sugar Hill this year.
Very good. Thank you. Let's see. Whom are, Mr. Baird? Are you a guest or a member?
Guest.
Okay.
My name is Mark Baird. I'm the vice chairman and chairman elect of the Tucson Rodeo Committee and also on the 100 year anniversary committee.
Very good. Thank you. Robin Sparks.
My name is Robin Sparks, and I'm a panel member of the Sugar Hill Thrive in the 05.
Very good. Thank you so much. Here, I should have done this before. Stand by. Trying to get through my list without repeating people too often. We'll see how I do. I don't know how well I'll do. I believe Mr. Anderson, Jack.
Jack Anderson, I am the president of the Sugar Hill Neighborhood Association and member of the Sugar Hill panel for the Muriel.
Very good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Sadie, help me here. Whom have I missed of guests?
I believe we still have Laura and Marcia.
Okay. Laura, if you could introduce yourself very quickly, please.
You're on mute, Laura.
Waiting for Laura, and the other person, Sadie, was?
Marcia.
Marcia. Welcome, Marcia. And you're mute. We can't hear you. Oh, dear. And you're not muted. Oh, now you're muted. Oh, dear. Ah, the fun of Zoom.
Oh, and we also have Felix Lawrence as an attendee. Oh.
Very good. Okay.
And
Felix,
go ahead.
Since we can't hear them, Marcia is officer of the rodeo board, and Laura is on the executive board of the rodeo.
Very good. All right. Thank you. And quickly, if Arts Foundation staff could please introduce themselves, and I'll let Sadie begin.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Sadie Shaw. I am the PACTC administrator, and I also served on the committee as the Ward 3 representative. And Jim, I just want to make note for the record that Valerie Sanchez entered the room at 3:36.
Very good. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Will Wynn Reyes, Director of Public Arts Foundation.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Ariel Fry, the Public Art Coordinator at Arts Foundation.
Great. I think we have it covered. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, there's still Felix Lawrence to introduce himself.
Oh, Felix, I'm sorry. Don't mean to leave you out. Felix.
I'm Felix Lawrence. I represent Ward 2 in exile on this committee.
Very good. Thank you. Is that it, Sadie?
I believe so, but if anyone hasn't been called out, please let us know.
Raise your hand or something. Don't mean to leave you out. Okay, in accordance with the county's rules and regulations associated with boards and commissions, now is the time for a pledge of allegiance and or a moment of silence. I'm going to set a timer for 60 seconds. One can state their pledge of allegiance to the rest of us or on mute, and the rest who care to participate may do so or stay silent. But we are going to begin 60 seconds beginning. Stand by as I get my timer set. Beginning now. Thank you. Great. Thank you, everyone. The next item on our agenda is call to the audience. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the Public Art and Community Design Committee on issues on or off the agenda. in the interest of time, we're keeping comments to ideally 3 minutes total. Time set aside for this particular agenda item is 15 minutes. My understanding is we have only one individual who has an interest in speaking, and he is well aware of all the other activities associated. But I do want to remind board members that we cannot respond or act on comments made unless they are personal criticisms or items that need a particular clarification, and the details of that should be on your agenda if you print it out and have it in front of you. With that, I'd like to recognize Felix Lawrence.
Hello. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
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 Can you see me?
No, we cannot.
No? Well, I don't know what's wrong on my end of this, but I'm just going to have to speak to you then if my camera's not working. Anyway, I've got my spray can here. I hope you can hear it. I'm going to spray some graffiti on this committee meeting, but I'm not going to use the can. I'm going to use my mouth with what I have to say. So we've got a couple items on the agenda today. It should be a real quick rubber stamp on both items. I know the board's very good at rubber stamping things. The first item is the mural at the rodeo. And I know this committee is concerned about offending people, and this committee might be concerned that this mural is offensive to animal rights activists and people like that who are concerned about the welfare of animals. I don't think you need to be concerned at all about this, primarily because animal rights activists are not rich and powerful. So the fact that they're offended or not offended doesn't really matter, because they don't matter. So I think you can just ignore their concerns if they have any and just rubber stamp this proposal. I'm more concerned about the rights of the artist rather than the animals. Is the artist really interested in the rodeo, or is he painting about the rodeo simply because it's a commission and he's getting paid to do so? If he could paint any mural he wanted, would he paint about a rodeo? Probably not. So what I object to is this idea of the artist as a servant or a contractor who just gets paid and does what he's told to do. Again, if the committee were concerned about that, it might want to do something, but it probably won't. Then we've got the Thrive and 05 Sugar Hill mural, and I'm sure you can rubber stamp the panel's recommendation on that. My concern here is that for this project, I submitted the PACD's own free wall resolution to the Arts Foundation for consideration by the panel. And I've done this two or three times before, and the Arts Foundation has accepted my proposal and shown it to the panel, and it was considered along with all the other artists. This time around, the Arts Foundation rejected my proposal, and the panel never saw it. It's the same proposal I had submitted earlier, but this time the Arts Foundation got a little creative and came up with a reason for rejecting it. And the reason was that artists have to submit their own proposals. And with a free wall, we can't know in the future what artists are going to use the free wall. And those artists in the future cannot retroactively submit a proposal for something that happened before they were even aware that the free wall was available for them to use. So I think it's a little ridiculous argument that the Arts Foundation has used to reject this proposal and censor it and exclude it from consideration by the panel. And again, this committee has the power to do something about it because supposedly you provide oversight somehow to the Arts Foundation and the panel. But
sorry to interrupt. Your 3 minutes have commenced.
Thank you very much.
And there's a couple other attendees in the attendee room. I'm not sure if any of them have an interest in speaking, but the only person who signed up has spoken. But
is there anyone in the attendee room who would care to speak? I'm not. I get to exercise some discretion as chair to recognize folks who haven't figured out how to sign up and present. If you do want to make a comment right now,
they
just
raise
need
their hand, and I can see that they would like to speak.
I'm sorry?
If they raise their hand, I will know if they desire to speak.
All right. Give a few seconds. Okay, no one has indicated an interest to speak. We'll consider this agenda item considered. The next agenda item is one that I like to have to provide an opportunity for myself and other members of the Public Art and Community Design Committee to talk about issues and items and events that they're aware of that the rest of the committee may be of interest. And my only announcement in that respect is that we do have a new Ward 2 representative, Kathleen Belo. And for those of you who've been around when I've been chair and we have new members, I'd like to go through the alphabet and have quick board members quickly state your name and try to keep it to two sentences as to whom you represent and your interest on the committee. So I'm Jim Glock. I represent the Arts Foundation. I was selected by them, and I'm a long-term public arts supporter. I am not an artist. I'm a patron. With that, I'm going to kind of randomly go through folks' names that I have on my list here. So, Mr. Clark, Judge Clark, can you speak up and let folks know about you? Nope. Did we lose the judge? All right, we'll come back.
Oh, his audio's not working, it seems.
Oh. Yeah, he seems frozen. Oh, no, he's there. Judge, we can't hear you. Shoot. Well, we'll come back to you when we get your audio figured out. Corinne Cooper.
Hi, I'm Corinne Cooper, and I'm the representative of City Council Ward 3.
Great, thank you. Ms. Tate.
Sorry. Hi, I'm Lily Tate. I am an arts educator in Marana Unified School District and am a representative appointed by County Representative Rex Scott.
Very good. Thank you.
County Ward 1.
District 1. Very good. Jenna Fisher.
Hi, I'm Jenna Fisher. I represent Ward 6, originally appointed by Steve Kasachik. So now Karen Neelick has taken over. And I did just, I was just renewed for my second, what do you call it? My second term on the committee.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for sticking around. Let's see, my list, Maureen Lewick, please.
Okay, I'm Maureen Lewick. I represent the county administrator. I guess I'm on this committee to make sure that neighborhoods get the art that they want.
Very good. Thank you. Nancy Fong, please.
Hey, I'm Nancy Fong. I am a volunteer committee member for the Arts Foundation, and I'm also on the board of SACA.
Valerie Sanchez.
Good afternoon. I'm Valerie Sanchez, and I'm sorry about that. I am a representative of the Arts Foundation. I'm a community outreach and a community health worker, and deeply support the impact that the arts has in and for our communities. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Valerie. Let's see how I do here. Adrian. You're on, Ackerman.
Adrian Ackerman, pronouns are she, her, EA, representing the mayor's office, artist, and arts advocate.
Thank you. Leanne Hernandez.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Leanne Hernandez, and I am representing Ward 1, Lane Santa Cruz's office, and I am a nonprofit worker and have been involved in Youth on Art Committee for about 30 years, so. Nice to see everyone,
Great. Thank you so much. Let's see, Alicia Vasquez. Are you here?
Hi, I'm Alicia Vasquez, she, her, ella. I am a representative of D5, Alita Grijalva, and I am here to ensure equity and, I don't know, our old Pueblo is well cared for.
Very good, thank you. And Anthony, one of our new members, you're on.
Hello, I'm Anthony Avila, he, him. I'm representing Pima County District 3. Pointed by Sylvia Lee, and I work at the drawing studio, and we're providing arts education and expanding our access wherever we can. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Now, Kathleen, welcome aboard. This is your 15 seconds of fame to get to share your a little bit about yourself with the rest of the board that you just got an opportunity to meet. Don't forget you're muted.
Okay. I'm an artist, retired educator, and I had worked with TPAC when it was TPAC on the grants committee, and I am deeply involved in the arts in Tucson and regionally.
Well, thank you. Welcome, everyone, and thank you, attendees associated with other agenda items, for enduring my desire to have the board introduce themselves to our new board member. I won't burden you with introducing yourselves, because we're going to be moving on to any committee member activities that folks would like to mention. And all I have to – well, I did my one, which was to welcome Kathleen. I think I'll let – some commentary best be handled by Adrian, because she and I got to share an audience with the mayor with her, but she's the mayor's rep, so she needs to be the person who transmit what information she may want to share with you. So, Adrian, putting you on the spot, you're muted.
Well, thank you, Jim. Yeah, we had a great meeting with the mayor and kind of just checking in about the mayor's office vision for arts in Tucson. We were invited to a really, really wonderful presentation that the Arts Foundation helped put on, kind of taking cultural stock of like the cultural heritage plan for Tucson. Highly encourage everyone to check that out. It was really informative. There's like an amazing 100 plus page report done by a consultancy that they hired to help gather all this information and kind of lay next steps for how we move forward as a city. But also wanted to report that we asked the mayor about the feasibility for a free wall and asked if she would be so kind as to check in with the city attorney's office and kind of just do a temp check and see, is this something that the city might be interested in, and or would it even be feasible to do on city property? So she was very enthusiastic about that and just checking, and I think we'll hear back as soon as we can. Now, obviously not like a top priority, but I think she was willing to make that ask for us, and we'll hear back soon.
I'm sorry, Adrian, I do have to add that she had actually sponsored a free wall on the side of the Tucson Water Building in El Presidio neighborhood 16 years ago when she was a brand new council member. And it ran into a neighborhood outcry. So if we want to pursue a free wall, we got to – there's a lot to be thoughtful about with respect to that. And she was – it was just kind of – I mean, it was humbling for Adrian and I to be pitching something that we thought was new that she had done 16 years ago and didn't necessarily have a warm and fuzzy – remembrance of it, because she was new to the council and the surrounding neighborhoods issues with it were obviously still vivid in her memory. So, but she was supportive in making sure that there were no issues associated with the city allowing it, no public safety issues. So, thank you, Adrian, for helping push that along. I don't know if if Felix is listening in still, but that's something hopefully that will be in the record he can see is the next time he signs up for things. So,
Sorry, since you added that that context, I would just like to, my own interpretation was not that it was so entirely unsavory that she wouldn't want to pursue it again. And I think the big issue was more that, like, the my takeaway, at least, and I could be wrong, is that there wasn't enough due diligence done with the neighborhood the community members living near it for the selection site. So I think that would just be the thing that we would need to be really mindful of is really canvassing neighbors well and choosing a site that where the neighbors want that to happen.
Thank you, Adrian, for that clarification. That's a good point. Any other board members that have any activities that they want to share with the rest of the board and the attendees upcoming till next month?
Yes.
There you go.
I do want to let everyone know that later on this month, I will be a presenter for the Western Museums Association. Specifically, our panel will be presenting and discussing our collaboration with Indigenous community curators, taking the lead in their own communities and throwing contemporary art exhibits that were that did have their openings this past December. Now, it is a conference that needs to that you need to register in, but if anyone is going to be there and attending at the Lowe's Montana Canyon later on this month from the 25th through the 28th, stop by our group, which will be presenting on September 26th at 12:15. No, I'm sorry, at 11:15 a.m. to 1:30. If anyone's there, stop by and say hi. And I'll be presenting with Jennifer Wan and Lisa Falk from the Arizona State Museum. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Brandon. And Brandon, you may have signed in a little late or something, but I forgot to recognize you as we were having everyone introduce themselves. Brandon is an Arts Foundation appointee, and is a board member and actively attending. So thanks for joining us today. With that, I'm going to close item five.
Rianne has her hand.
I wanted to say something really quick, Evans. Jim, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
Yeah, no problem. So I just wanted to say as a commission member, I want to say thank you to everybody who is from the neighborhoods and artists who are, doing work in neighborhoods. It's such an important component of what, this work is about and the creation of space and of, just the beautification of our neighborhoods. And I'm so appreciative of the work of the artists and also the neighbors to spend time to talk about these representations, to talk about what it means to have beautiful art in our communities and to do this work. It doesn't happen in a vacuum, and it doesn't happen without a lot of work, time, and energy. And so I just wanted to acknowledge everybody's work here and thank you all for doing your part in making our community a better and more beautiful place to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. Okay, let me see if I can slow this down. Going once, going twice. Any board members want to offer any other activities that they'd like to share for the benefit of the other board members and attendees? Hearing none. Move on then to our public art director's report. Willen, you're on.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have many guests today, so I'll try not to take too much time of yours. If you've read the report, great. If you haven't, please do. It mentions opportunities that are coming out La Madera Park, which we're actually going to be doing through the roster program, utilizing the roster. Ward 4 Todd M. Harris Park, also going to be a roster project. And then in October, we'll be launching the Big Drexel Road Bridge project, and that will be a call to artists. And next spring, we will be renewing the roster, and the new process will be to start from scratch. So everybody's got to reapply every 2 years, so it doesn't stay stagnant. And we should have like two or three roster projects out before that starts to get it moving, because since I've been here, we've only done one roster project, and that was the wraps earlier this year. On one more note, regarding the free wall, the location of the free wall is obviously super important. I will note that I've been in discussions with Parks and Recs, and they are building the Cushing Street Skate Park on the underpass on Cushing Street, and they've done community outreach, the advocates for the park, and reached out and done interviews with some high school students who were interested in a community wall, which is the same thing. So that project is going to start construction, we believe, next year. So as a committee, if you're interested in pursuing a location for a free wall, that might be the one, because it's already going to have skaters there monitoring themselves. And you know how skaters and graffiti artists and hip hop artists all kind of coalesce, right? So I think that might be a really awesome spot if you're interested in moving that direction. And I'm happy to help where I can. That's it for me.
Very good. Thank you, Wilwin. Any questions of Wilwin? Very good. Review and approval of minutes. I was at another City of Tucson board, and unless there's objections or anything, that board didn't even move and second and approve minutes. They just moved on without objection, and that if there was objections, then it would be covered in subsequent months. But I'm going to ask for a formal roll call on approval, a motion to approve and a second, and then a roll call for the motion. So I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve. This is Corinne.
Thank you, Karim. A second?
It's Leanne. I second.
Thank you, Leanne. Sadie, could I impose upon you to do a roll call, please?
Of course. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez? Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approved.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenna Smith? Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark? Thumbs up, I think. Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Valerie Sipp? Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Anthony Avila?
Approved.
Brandon Varela?
Approved.
Kathleen Velo?
Approve.
Thank you. You have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. Well, thank you, folks, in relation to the Tucson's Rodeo 100-year anniversary mural. Sorry for the half hour of preface before we got to your agenda item, but this is your opportunity now to present and any new material you have since our last meeting, and then we will move forward with any appropriate action. But before I turn it over to you, I'm going to let Sadie set the stage.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And I just want to say thank you to the committee and the artists for doing your due diligence with this. We're still in the process of getting some forms approved by the city, but we have new designs, as I sent you earlier. I'm not going to go too into depth into this presentation since we went through it already at our last month's meeting, and you were all sent this about our donation process, the procedures. These are the steps that have been completed so far. I did update this. with technical review underway by the city. This is the criteria, again, that you'll be using to approve the design and the proposal, if it's appropriate to the surroundings, the relationship of the mural to existing artwork, the appropriateness to the location, the scale of the site, and the applicable neighborhood design guidelines. And then here is some criteria that has to do with maintenance and production quality. Okay, and so as you all remember, this is the initial proposal that you saw at our last meeting. Per your recommendations and requests, the artist Ignacio Garcia has put together several other design concepts for you to consider today. Once I just scroll through these, I'll give the artist and the committee an opportunity to speak as well. So this is the second design with the female figure that was requested. And the third design with an African-American figure and the female figure. Here's the fourth design concept, moving the figures around a bit. Here's one focusing on the guy on the bull. And here's one that's just landscape and wild horses. And then finally, the last design concept. So with that, just here's some of that background information. Again, this will be placed on the east wall of the Tucson City Court building. And there's the background and how the scale of the building. And yeah, so I will open it up for the artists or the rodeo committee, who are the applicants, to say a bit more about this proposal or the designs. So with that, feel free to speak on this.
I'll start. So our whole concept of what we were doing here was, and it's the concept of our rodeo. This is our 100th year rodeo coming up. And what we wanted to celebrate was the three cultures that basically have, the three primary cultures that have settled the southern Arizona region. And so, I mean, with that, we had the Native American, the Hispanic, and the American cowboy. And that's the story that we're trying to tell. We're trying to stay as historically correct as we can. But the whole project was to celebrate those cultures, and as well as our 100 year rodeo, because they kind of all go together. And so that's the initial concept that we went to Ignacio with. And again, I thought he did a great job. He can explain it better what he's presented out there, but the very first one that we submitted is would definitely still be our preference for what would happen. We are paying for the piece, so it's being donated to the city. It's a gift to the citizens of Tucson, Pima County, visitors, and everything else. Ignacio?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. So when I got this offer, I was quite flattered and humbled to have this opportunity to represent Tucson this way and overall the Tucson Rodeo. As for myself, doing these public works that I've been doing for many years now, I do a lot of my research to kind of make sure that it's done properly for the public and to be shared in the proper way to be accepted in the most welcoming way. Having this, you know, trying to balance out in this large scale and representing the Tucson Rodeo and the history of Tucson, it's been an interesting kind of balance to kind of make sure that everyone is eating in the same pie. I just don't want to make it more difficult as it is by kind of the way, I mean, I've still been believed to kind of preserve the history of why it's 100 years. It is 100 years. So to me, it's like looking back in the window of what it was. And I mean, Tucson's been known to preserve spaces and the heritage. And that's what kind of still want to continue to do that. I just don't want to get off track and kind of misguide the history. I've done some samples and I try to see how it looks. I mean, they're all amazing concepts. I really do love them all. It's just some concepts really kind of goes to its true core of the Tucson Rodeo. And I want to make it clear is that it's not that I'm listening to what the rodeo committee is actually asking me to do. They gave me the creative freedom to do this. So I was honored for them to kind of give me a space for that, to be creative. And this was the only option. I mean, I've sent them many samples on different versions, and it seemed like that's how it kind of narrowed down. But this is from my research, and to kind of know from my experience working with the public art, I've been working with art in the public, I kind of make a little checklist to make sure that everything is aligned to the public, because, you know, we want to make sure it has a longevity, and it's well preserved for the long run and can create the purpose for these murals to kind of create an open space and for it to be a landmark that people can remember and share and tell the story of what Tucson can reflect.
Great. Thank you, Ignacio. Mm-hmm. Other rodeo representatives, you want to perhaps comment on which of his imagery you'd really like us to scrutinize, or Ignacio, maybe there's one. I mean, we saw a lot of alternatives, so
yeah,
it'd be nice to know what the committee's preference is after hearing our feedback last month, because we will be here all night if you leave
us.
And I don't want to be here all night, so I want to kind of have you guys express your committee's preferences, and then get a reaction to that from my fellow board member, committee members. So with that, I'll kind of turn it on to, we'll recognize Mark.
Yes, I'm kind of speaking in general here from the other voices on the committee, but the initial concept that Ignacio came up with for us, initial design, we thought was the most true representation of our heritage and the city's heritage and what we're trying to create here. I don't know how many of you on the board realize that when this all started in 1925, the largest industry in Tucson was guest ranches. That's what formed the rodeo, because they were looking for something to keep tourists in town for an extra couple weeks in February. So that's where it all started. And we thought that initial design that he came up with was probably the truest representation of our three cultures that basically form the city could convey without getting into a lot of the rodeo action, and we didn't want to tie a lot of animals into it and things like that. We wanted to keep it more of a historical guideline, I guess you could say, but we thought that was probably the most realistic representation that we could present was to have the three individuals represented on that wall.
Perhaps, Sadie, I could impose upon you to put the images back up.
Absolutely. I just want to recognize Marcia has her hand up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Fred. Camera screen in.
Thank you. And I think I just think it'd be handy if people wanted to reference other imagery, but Mark, I appreciate your perspective. So with that, let's see. Whom was the – I'm looking for hands up. So, Marcia, we'll go recognize board members first. And you're – but we can't hear you. No. No.
I think we were having this issue earlier with Marcia's audio, and I wonder if you had a chance to leave and rejoin, because sometimes that helps.
Marcia, you may want to leave us and rejoin.
Oh, we heard you.
Well, we can hear you. That's why I called you. I put you on speakerphone.
When I looked at this shown here, the concept number one speaks to the core of what came together to form the rodeo in Tucson, Arizona, is the representation of the cultures at the time that brought it together and made it work. And I think if we start putting human things into it, it becomes crowded, and we're losing the idea of this is our 100th anniversary for this rodeo in Tucson. Okay.
I'm Laura. I wasn't able to speak earlier before either, so I apologize about that. But I agree also with what Marcia said. I mean, I think really our selection of the number one really encompasses also the whole La Fiesta de los Vaqueros kind of in a form of art as well.
Okay, thank you, Laura. I'm going to do my best. Do raise your hand through the little feature to raise your hand when you do want to speak, and put your hand down once you've spoken if you think you've made your peace. With that, I'm going to recognize Fred.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, and I just wanted to add, you know, this is something that when we decided to do our 100-year celebration, and Jose Calderon, who was the former chairman of the rodeo, when we went to Ignacio, and we looked at other artists as well, one of the reasons why we selected Ignacio is because it was a passion of his as well when we presented this opportunity to him. And the reason why we appreciate this concept, number one, is because he really understands the culture and where we've come from with this after having multiple meetings with us and understanding what we want to identify as well, but also not just for the rodeo, but for Tucson and for the history. And that's what we're trying to really focus on, is what is representative of where we've come from and where we're going to. And his knowledge of like the anatomy and connecting these cultures and trying to cross-reference them over these three gentlemen that are depicted here is really what was inspiring to me, of his knowledge and his passion and understanding of the culture that I think really is spot on with this. And again, I'm not an artist. I have great ideas in my mind, but don't ask me to draw anything, paint anything, or do anything, because I will screw it up. But when I understand where he's coming from, and it's coming from his heart, and it's coming from a passion, and it's coming from historic reality. And that's what I really enjoy with this and what it represents for the Tucson Rodeo and the community overall. So that's why I defer to him on some of these things, because as much as I'm an art critic, I'm not knowledgeable on it. But when I see and when he explains to me what he has done to represent our community and the rodeo, I'm very pleased at what he has done. So I just wanted to make sure that we add that too as well, because I know it's not just about what we're telling him to do, it's what he's interpreting and what he's doing with historic accuracy. And that's why when you look at the jewelry, the feathers, the clothing, the types of clothing they're wearing, and how he cross-referenced all of those cultures into each one of these gentlemen in here, I think it's amazing.
Thank you, Fred. The other hand I see up right now is Robin.
Hi.
Robin, where'd you go? Oh, there you are.
Hey. I'm not on.
You just see your name. You don't see you. So.
Well, I'll let you see me. I'm not on this committee, obviously, but I do have a minor in history from the University of Arizona, and I just heard the history of Tucson being somewhat misrepresented. So I just wanted to add that when Tucson was founded in the 16th century, it was founded by 15 people from Culiacan, Mexico, and half of those people, seven of them, were Afro-Mexican. Then we go further into the history, into the 18th century, where post-Civil War, the West was settled, and it was able to be homesteaded by folks because of Buffalo soldiers who were primarily based in Fort Huachuca. My grandfather in the 1930s had a ranch himself at the corner of First Avenue and River in Tucson. So I think people might have a misunderstanding of the history of Tucson, but some of us do not. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
And the next hand up I see is Brandon. Brandon, you're on.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say to Ignacio that these concepts are really all well thought out and wonderful color palette. I will say that with the inclusion of the other two figures, for me, thinking about from what the presenters from the rodeo were saying, that the idea of it was to preserve the history of. For me, adding those two other characters in into the piece itself, it adds to the history of it. When I think of 100 years, it's no easy feat to have anything for 100 years. It comes traditional, generational. And for me, I think about why is it 100 years now? Who has kept giving and giving and attending of, the rodeo for it to be something this big for so long? And it's the citizens for that. Adding these two characters in adds that for me. People of all places come and see the rodeo. And for me, it also gives that inclusion, the welcoming. And it makes me think, where is the next 100 years going to go when I see these two figures added? Another part of that is because of the color palette, I do get with this one, the 100 year in the middle. I gravitate towards that because it is center, but I do get lost with the colors of the 100 matching closely with the sky, with the años on the bottom matching closely with the warms of it. That is my only critique, but I do think that adding in those two other characters for it sort of puts in more in the narrative for me, which I do, understand and respect that the whole original concept was to highlight the history of it and all that. For me, it just adds more in a good way when I look at, the two characters added. Good work all around.
Oh, wait. There you go. Okay. Obviously that was the ideas, the checklist that I had, that was very important for me to provide for the public. And yes, if this is something that would, and I always talk about this at the very beginning, is like, what could it be effective for the future? And that's just part of the importance of that too, because it helps preserve the history. So the reason why, so my thing is like, to me is that I tried all sorts of different versions, and even without people, but this is what I felt like in the proportion, even the design, like that's a struggle too as well, to kind of figure out how to balance everything out with that space. And so yeah, it's trying to figure out all that is, yeah, it's a lot. The thing is, I guess I lost my train of thought. I kind of don't want it to make it seem like this is some kind of Netflix billboard, like some TV series, because it will take away from the rodeo. Because my thing is Tucson Rodeo. When I think of Tucson Rodeo, I'm thinking about rodeo. like how can rodeo can stand out. So that's probably my objective on that, or my solution on that.
Thank you, Ignacio. So I'd like to have board members all express their positions, and then we'll turn it back to the to you, Ignacio, and the other
sure.
Committee members. So just in the interest of time.
Got it.
Because I sense everyone's passion on this particular subject, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do my best to respect everyone's time and perspective. So with that, Corinne, if I could recognize you.
I wanted to echo what Brandon said. I thought that the fourth with the four characters was really beautiful. I also thought, given that cutout at the top of the space, that the four characters actually worked quite well, and that Ignacio had done a beautiful job of sort of fitting them around that open space. I agreed with Brandon that we've kind of lost the Tucson rodeo, but I have faith in Ignacio's design skills that he can he can solve that problem. And I was sorry, because I loved it, to see the belt buckle image disappear. So I wonder if there isn't some combination of those two that could solve the problem. But obviously this would be my preference. I think it's beautiful, and I think it fits very well within that space and also within our understanding and knowledge of the history.
Great. Thank you, Corinne. All right. The next person I'd like to recognize is Adrian Ackerman.
Thanks. I have a lot of different thoughts, and I'll try and be as succinct as possible. But Ignacio, I just want to say this, like, design by committee is terrible, and you did a great job, like, especially with this concept number four, including all of the considerations that we had from our first meeting. And I think there's a bit of bias that happens when information, like depending on how information is presented or the order in which it is received. So I just want to acknowledge that as I was going through this set of images that you designed, which are all, I totally agree with Brandon, just like great, really well thought out. I was like, oh, you captured everything that we wanted in terms of representation. I think it is very important to acknowledge both our past and our future, especially when we think of, like, the implications of what we glorify from our past. But then I got down to the, like, image concept number 5 and 6, and it was, like, a breath of fresh air, because that open scenery, against, like, the high rises of downtown, or just all the visual clutter of downtown, just seems like stunning and really refreshing. And then I became very torn, because I also agree with the idea of, I would rather see the kind of humanoid heritage of the rodeo glorified versus, like, the implications of, like, the animals involved. But I just think, like, I just want to empathize with your plight as the artist trying to hold all these different considerations, because as you add more figures, it does become, just from a design perspective, a lot more crowded and complex. And I just want to acknowledge two more things. One is, We are all intending to aim for this representation that is so important. And also, we will never hit all of the representation necessary. You know, like, all of these figures are incredibly fit and attractive by conventional standards, right? It doesn't represent, like, mass disability, which happens through the rodeo, or, like, different body types, right? Like, when there's just not enough wall space for all of that, and it wouldn't be what you are all trying to capture. So I just want to acknowledge, in this pursuit of inclusion, which I will say I was one of those voices in the last meeting, it does, you know, it's hard to strike that balance. And then the last thing I just want to point out is, I believe, and please, anyone who is a Spanish as a first language speaker or has more experience with Spanish than me, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there should be a tilde over the N in any of these designs. I just want to make sure that doesn't get overlooked because of the implications there.
Thank you, Adrian. With that, again, for those who have their hands up, I'm going to do my best to recognize committee members and then non-committee members in that order. So, Alicia, you've had your hand up.
Yeah, thank you so much for these additional designs. I think, you know, when we're talking about storytelling, that's something maybe for the Rodeo Commission to really consider what story is being told with the original concept. And if we're talking about, you know, honoring all 100 years, I know that some changes have happened with the rodeo in the last 100 years. And I think that that's actually a really fantastic opportunity to go back in time, to come to the present moment. And I just want to highlight one more time, and this is not to put more work on you, Ignacio, but it is, but, like, to add the actual implements of the rodeo, so, like, the carriages, the wagons, that's another huge portion of the parade, and just how special it was to our elders that it was downtown. Like, when, if you ask them, there's so many memories of that, and that might be a way to do something, maybe moving some of the figures, because I also, like Adrian, really did like the scenery downtown, right? That huge juxtaposition of what was, what is, and I think that that message is actually in the rodeo parades, right? That's something you're trying to get, what was and what is now, and, you know, being realistic, right? Like, you're never going to please everybody, and so just maybe using this opportunity as, like, you know, some of us are flagging things that the general public is probably going to push back against. And so I think we're doing this in solidarity to create something that is telling the story of who Tucson is historically accurate. And, you know, this meta-narrative of Tucson overlooks people like me, right? So, like, a woman, a Chicana, like, I don't see myself in there. And my great-great-grandfather has wagons in the museum. So, like, I think for me, that first image doesn't call me in because I know that it's so much richer and so much deeper than that. So I'm just putting all that out there, but I do really love that. And definitely add the tilde if we don't want Amos.
Any other committee members want to offer some insights? Then I'm going to recognize Ms. Stevens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I lowered my hand.
Okay. Well, I'll let you
okay, so it's the opposite there. Okay, there we go. But I think all the concepts you guys had are really gorgeous. I was torn on which committee that I wanted to sit on. And it was the rodeo one was one of them because I'm one of the ambassadors for the rodeo. So I think these concepts are gorgeous. I think the one that shows the four people, I think that's awesome because women, you know, men, you know, everything, everybody is a part of our rodeo. But then again, I get torn when like stuff like the downtown gets brought up too. Because I remember as a kid going downtown and watching the parade, you know, and everything. But I also remember that it wasn't just, it was so big, you know, because our other grandfather, it has Cowtown Chilaco out there by Old Tucson. And all the black rodeos were out there and then they ride the horses. I think his is in just a horse with the boots over in the parade now because he passed away. But yeah, I like that. I would be torn in between the four people represented and then downtown represented. But that's it.
All right. Thank you so much. Oh, brother. Okay. We have another hand up. Fred, got another pearl to offer?
Yeah, just real quick. And I guess just to mention this about the downtown connection and the rodeo parade. And I'll be really brief. That was the reason why we selected going downtown is because we wanted to make sure that we put the rodeo downtown because we wanted to recognize that, but also to go along with Ignacio too, because that was part of his input just as well, but also not to get too detailed because we don't want it to cause a traffic issue as well, as Ignacio had mentioned in the previous meeting. So that's all I have on this. So I just wanted to add my two.
Thank you. Any other comments from committee members? Any other comments from committee members? And, oh, I've got some. Great. Janet.
Okay, I'll do it.
So, Ignacio, I want to say it's really beautiful artwork, first of all. And I do believe, as far as art goes and as far as the composition goes and as far as just being able to look at it and grasp this is the rodeo, I would say the first one that you did is right on with that. But we did bring up some points about who should be represented. And I don't feel like the woman is really represented well, I have to say. She looks way too glamorous to be in the rodeo for me. when you mentioned, yeah, you didn't want it to be a Netflix, you know, poster, I kind of got the feeling that that's what was happening. Also, I think the very best character you did was eliminated. The one in the first one with all the beads and everything. I really, really miss him not being in there. When you get all those people, it gets way too busy. You know, there's just too much going on. And I think you lose that whole thing about it's the rodeo, you know. So it's hard. That's all I can say. This is very hard. But yeah, beautiful art.
Thank you, Janet. I think, Fred, are you keeping your hand up or did you just forget to take it down? And then, Sam, before I recognize you, I want to do one last check on committee members. Sam, I'll let you say a few things, and then I've got the job of trying to see if I can eke out something from my board to keep this moving, because I don't want to have you guys come back again, because you've done such a tremendous amount of work to date. And watch out, I've got some crazy ideas for that. So with that, we do have Adrian raising her hand again. So, Adrian.
I heard that again. I'll be quick. So I guess I would just say if we are moving towards, you know, a vote at the end of this, I want to defer to the rodeo committee and the artist. I think y'all have like the best of intentions and this really, really great canvas of work. And I just want to acknowledge that. If you are to go in like a persona humanoid direction, I would just ask that from that original concept number one, that the person that I and several others perceive to be like the white person of the three not be the central figure, just because if we are going to tell a story, I think we at least can tell a different story than that.
All right, I'm going to interrupt real quick. If you actually zoom in on the person in the center, he's not, he doesn't look white for the most
part. I'm saying from my perspective and other people on the committee that did read that person as white from the first.
Oh, okay. So, but that's not the original, that's not the current one that I have for the three of them. There's another version of this that it was actually balanced out as equally as they were. He's the guy in the center that does not show as prominent. I actually balanced it out. In fact, the third person to the right actually is on forward, and I kind of made it seem like as an angle. That way they have the right presentation without any one of them being being the leader of the space. But that's not the original one. That's not the current version of that one. That's the one from the previous meeting. But it's similar. It's similar, but it's balanced out that there's no leader presentation. It's actually looks better than the other one, the other version. It's really cool.
Thank you for your comments. I'm gonna let you have final say after I make some comments after I sure. recognize Sam. So you're the artist, you're the fellow who's gonna have to face the world with
there.
Adrian,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just gonna say the only other thing, because I was again just saying that because I heard the committee, you know, really, really wanting to promote that original concept. Mm-hmm. I get that. And so I'm just putting that out there as Thank a consideration you. If that's the way that y'all go. But the other thing is I really love that idea of, is there a way to provide this same narrative but with more symbolism that's not like human centric? And so I just, those are the two other things that I wanted to put out there.
Okay. Any other committee members want to offer some insights before I recognize Sam? Okay, Sam, you're on.
Okay. First, I appreciate all the input, you guys, and the thought. More so than the input, the thought that went into that. We put a ton of thought into it also. One of the reasons that you don't see the wagons and all that, because there were two or three of you that had mentioned that, is The Tucson Rodeo and the Tucson Rodeo Parade are two separate entities and have been for the longest time. And we operate very independently. This is a Tucson Rodeo mural, and that's so probably why you're not seeing what you remember as a kid. I rode in the parade downtown as a kid. I know exactly what you're talking about. I love that, the whole pageantry of what it was, still is. So know that we were not and are not trying to be exclusive of anyone. We were trying to be very inclusive. We wanted to be as authentic as we could. And one of the things I think the one that Ignacio's talking, which was the original one, except for the people are kind of switched around where they are and everything. And Adrian, you got caught in it. You got caught in the same thing I got caught on. Cause I'm like, I don't know who the white guy is, you know, and then I don't know who the Hispanic guy is. And the fact that Ignacio has taken those three characters and mixed them so much that I think in reality, that's what's happened in our culture here, especially in Southern Arizona. We are a very mixed culture now, but there's still, we have our prominence side to us too. So, I just kind of wanted to put that out there on the parade because it's just a separate entity. That's why that part's not in there. So, it was never planned to be in there. This is a rodeo celebration of 100 years. Yep. By the way, it is also the parade's 100 years. They started together. So.
Well, thank you, Sam. And maybe we'll see a donation coming from the parade committee as well. So. Okay, boy, how do I unravel this? I'm going to throw this out here. Committee members, you can tell me I'm all wet. And Ignacio, I'm going to... when I get done with what I'm thinking about, it's kind of in your lap. So,
all right.
But what I'm thinking of is that first of all, I was surprised at how much effort Ignacio went to show us six additional images after our commentary. Seven additional images after our commentary, and I think every single image reacted constructively to our. Comments, criticisms, and supports. And I personally, we'll see if the rest of the committee may go along with this or not, am willing to trust Ignacio to take our support of the comments that we've, take our comments that we have expressed and move that he create something that addresses all of them and surprises us with the finished product, and I don't need to see it again. I'm sorry. I want to be risky here. And I would accept the motion to leave it to Ignacio to take all our input and create the best damn rodeo mural we'd see in downtown.
Good question.
And best. So with that, I kind of want to get Ignacio's reaction.
Yeah.
Whether or not he wants more guidance or not, or whether we can leave it on his shoulders to create something. And if we, you know, there may be members of this committee that hate it, maybe members that love it. But if we, if we are going to continue to bring you back here, we won't have a rodeo mural until the 200th year anniversary. So, and I appreciate all my committee members' insights. I welcome all of them. I haven't been going to the committee, the rodeo for my full 4 years in Tucson, but I have been having a great time with some friends of late. And I think you've done a great job of kind of expressing the whole, mystique and importance of the rodeo to Tucson's culture. So with that, Ignacio, let me, kind of put you on the spot saying what type of guidance or,
great.
Acceptance or whatever, would it be best for us to choose a concept and tell you to run with it? Do you want to just be left with parameters and take the risk of either meeting all our needs or not? I don't know.
Sure. How
best is that? And then after you comment, since I can't make motions, I can only suggest committee members, see if there's any committee member that can find a way to lasso this thing and perhaps pull this doggy down. So I don't know what rodeo speak is appropriate here. So,
Mr. Chair, may I interject a question of staff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to ask
Wilwin, if the chair's suggestion is an abnegation of our obligation as a committee.
No, it is not. You do a review process, and then you vote to approve the art or the artist, and that's pretty much it.
Who approves it?
This committee does. Then we're going to send it to the ward that it's in, and then we're going to send it to the city manager's office. So I wanted to note that. Well, I'm sorry.
They will have to approve it as well.
Yeah, that's okay. Why I wanted to note that if you don't vote today, and this gets pushed to another month, the rodeo, it might not be up in time, because even after the vote you vote today, there's still going to be a couple months of more approvals before we can even approve it and then set up the work with Ignacio to set up the actual install time.
All right. I do have to say one thing.
Well, wait, Ignacio, before you say something, let me make a follow-up comment on what Wilwin said. And just a reminder to the committee, you know, we are often approving artists without knowing what their final product is when we do our artist selection. So in some respects, our exercise here is kind of selecting Ignacio as our artist, and then we trust the artist to create the art within the parameters of the artist selection process occurred. To Corinne's question, which I think was an appropriate one to ask, we don't have to specifically approve that specific art per se and still be in compliance with our duties as arts committee. At the same time, we could, if that was the committee's desire. So, but I just want to let folks know that we as a committee do have that leeway to send you off with your artist's discretion with the guidance that we've offered, if someone should so choose to make a motion in that context. So with that, I'll recognize Adrian, and then I'll let you again speak, Ignacio. So, Adrian?
Okay. I just had another question for Willen. That's okay. Just point of process. Is there like a threshold for approval of votes? Like, is it unanimous or bust? Is there a threshold? And also, is it possible for those of us on the committee to like abstain from a vote? This has not come up for me before, and I'm just curious. And this is not a reflection on the artist or the project. I'm curious.
I'll actually defer to Sadie, but I believe it is a majority vote.
Thank you. It is a majority. It can be simple majority or otherwise, but it just has to be, majority.
And Sadie, correct me if I'm wrong, an abstention is essentially considered a no.
Yeah, we ask that you do not abstain because we've been told by the city and the county that an abstention could technically, if enough members do abstain, it will impact our quorum. And so either yes or no is preferable.
Thank you. And then Ms. Stevens, I see your hand is up again.
I just had a question for, I think it was Sam, because he knows the separation between the rodeo and the parade. You guys have up there 100 años. Are you guys, when did Fiestas de los Vaqueros come in? Because are you going to put that on, or are you going to put Tucson Rodeo?
We most likely will have La Fiesta de los Vaqueros. That did not come in the very beginning, so I can't remember the year, but I think it came in like the 1950s. But that is the official name of our rodeo, La Fiesta de los Vaqueros, the Tucson Rodeo.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. I see Janet has raised her hand. Janet?
Yep. I have one more question. I'm voting then. So say we vote for one of the concepts. Does Ignacio then have to do that exact piece of art, or is it just we're voting on the concept? Like, say we want, all four people represented, but he can do a different version of it. That's my question.
I can actually answer that.
Okay.
So the specifics of the art are not necessarily under the purview of the committee. So the committee is here, you're representing wards, districts, Arts Foundation for appropriateness. You're like the umbilical version of the whole city, because we're not going to have the whole city in this meeting, because that would be wild and would never get it up. So that's the main role for donations. And what we do try to avoid is designed by committee, but it does tend to happen even in our panel meetings. So it's really just like from the proposal that you were shared, do you approve for this to go up, whichever concept it is?
That's true.
And it'll be up to the Ignacio and the people that apply for the donation to decide what the specifics are of it. And we'll work with them to send the final artwork will be approved by the city manager's office and wards six, I think.
Very good.
Does that work?
I think that helps, Willen. Thank you. Okay. Ignacio, before I recognize you again, I think what I might see if I can get in front of everyone so that you that then you'll have a better opportunity perhaps to respond to is a motion and a second with respect to offering guidance and appropriateness with respect to the concepts you've.
Is there a checklist for that?
I'm sorry? The
guidance? Is there a guidance, a checklist?
No. The motion will provide that.
Okay.
The guidance will be in the motion. Stand by, please.
Okay.
So what I would entertain is a motion from someone on the committee to accept the concepts that Ignacio has presented. And in an interest of trying to focus the motion maker's motion, to start with the concept one that we saw last night and then indicate which aspects of the subsequent additional concepts they would like to have Ignacio do his best to recognize in his final product. Okay, so that's the gist of a motion I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I am not the most. I mean, I've made a lot of motions in my life, but I don't get to make the motion, and I'm looking for. I know I've got a great number of very articulate and more articulate than me committee members who may be able to follow that guidance and offer you then the needed motion to send you and the rodeo committee on your way to get a mural created in time for the rodeo in February. So with that, I see Leanne's hand is raised and maybe she's ready to take a crack at this. So
yeah, thanks, Jim. So Ignacio, sorry that you've been unable to address us, but
okay.
I just wanted to say, I want to move that this committee approve the donation of this Tucson Rodeo mural and its placement in downtown Tucson, the content of which I expressed in last meeting. I don't believe in design by committee, but anyway, so that is my motion.
Okay.
That's a very simple motion. Is anyone on the committee willing to second that?
I second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion, a second, Janet. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So now is an opportunity for committee members to discuss this, and then committee members, at the end of your comments, I'm going to give Ignacio a little bit of time, and then I'm going to bring it back to the committee members to discuss any further, and then I'm going to call the question. Is that without it? And given chair's prerogative, that's the way I'm going to try to handle this. Although Maureen's got a lot of wisdom, and so I'm going to recognize her to offer some clarity.
Okay. I would like it added to the motion that we consider only the murals that have people.
Okay. Is that acceptable to the maker of the motion? That was you, Leanne. That the images and the concept only include the images that we saw that included people.
I think that the motion really is around approving Ignacio as a selected artist.
Okay.
And the criteria based on the, you know, making sure that it meets the criteria of the proposal.
Okay.
And the approval of the committee that's actually paying for the production of the mural. So okay. That would be what would be for my motion.
Okay.
And if I could just add in as the parliamentarian, you know, if you would like to just make that a part of this motion, you can amend the motion to include people, then that would require a second. Then we would vote on the inclusion of people as an amendment, and then we would vote on the first motion. And so if the amendment with people gets a majority, then, you know, it will be added. And then we have to vote on the first one. So with anything, with any amendments to the original motion, that's, you just have to make an amendment to the motion. You know, if you have questions.
Okay. So to help decipher that, we have a motion right now and a second. To accept Ignacio's concept as a basis for the public art that's going to be placed, I think, in general. We appreciate the location. We appreciate the general concepts. We had a suggestion to the maker of the motion not include the concepts that did not include people, and Sadie was just pointing out that that takes a separate motion in and of itself to add to the motion. And so do I need a second to Maureen's suggestion, Sadie, to?
If Maureen, if that was indeed an amendment to the motion, then it would require a second. So I think it was more of a question, but go ahead if you want to make the amendment.
Okay. So she made that amendment. Do we have a second to Maureen's amendment?
I will second Maureen's amendment.
Okay. Any discussion on limiting the motion that Leanne prepared to have Ignacio's artwork include those facets of what he's presented and include people? That's the motion and the second that we have. Any discussion or clarification with respect to that? I would expect.
Oh, sorry, Sadie.
Go ahead. I was going to call on you.
I guess, with all due respect to Maureen's amendment, to me, it doesn't match the intention of the original motion, which is to give, like, acknowledging that we as a committee have provided all of the feedback we possibly could and then some on, like, our stance on the art. And the concepts, and then I think Leanne, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what Leanne was proposing is that as a committee and within our purview, we vote to approve Ignacio as the artist to welcome this donation and to trust that you will
Thank
do
you.
Your best to take all of that. And so mm-hmm. I think adding it makes me a little bit uncomfortable to add that amendment, even if stylistically I may agree, because I want to give Ignacio the leeway to take everything that we have shared and do.
Very good. Adrian, those are good comments. Given where we are from a parliamentary standpoint, though, we now have a motion, a second, and I'm going to ask for a roll call on it. And if people need to hear the motion again, I'll... this is the amendment to the motion. That
Correct.
Has a second that we are about to vote on, which is that Ignacio's work has to include people. Okay.
Any other thoughts? Maureen has her hand up before we do
that. Okay. Why don't I just withdraw that motion? And we'll vote on the original motion and Ignacio can decide.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Technically, you can't withdraw.
It's a roll call.
Seconded, but I'll leave it to the chairman.
How are we, Sadie? Are we good with just working with the original motion with her withdrawal on that? Or do I need to have the second approve her withdrawal?
Typically, once I have the second, like, from my knowledge, you have to be voted on.
That was my understanding, too. We're stuck.
I'm also a parliamentarian, so I will withdraw my second, and that will move the...
Oh, question. There you go. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Maureen and Corinne, for withdrawing that. I think we're there. I think we are there, everyone. And Ignacio, I'm not going to let you comment at this point in time because I think we are where we want to be. And we've spent a lot of time, and I think you've heard everything you need to hear. And everyone really respects your input on this at this point in time from what I've garnered from our very, I think, insightful and informative conversation with that. So with that, I'm calling the question and ask for a roll call on the motion, which is to accept Ignacio as a public artist and the concepts he's presented as the basis for which the art that will be installed in the downtown Tucson on the east face of the city courthouse in time for the rodeo parade in 2025. So with that, Sadie, a roll call, please.
Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez? Corinne Cooper?
No, I'm not going to vote no. And I'd also like to say, I don't think this is a rubber stamp.
Leanne Hernandez?
Yes.
Jim Glock?
Yes.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenneth Smith? Lara Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
No.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Smith? Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Thank you. Anthony Avila?
Approved.
Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Kathleen Velo.
Approve.
Thank you. And you have the majority approving.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, committee members. Thank you, rodeo committee members and representatives. We are not a rubber stamp committee, and we are very thoughtful about what is brought before us, and I appreciate everyone's thoughtfulness and insight with respect to this particular item. So with that, we're going to move on to the next agenda item. Thank you all the rodeo folks, and Ignacio, we look forward to watching that wall to be transformed. So best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to the committee, and thank you, Jim.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Moving on now to item 9, which is a review and vote on the panel recommendation for Thrive in the 05 Sugar Hill Mural Project. And I believe this is Sadie's item.
Yes. Thank you. So you all were sent this presentation last week. It did not include the selected artists since yesterday the panel interviewed the finalists and selected one to move forward. Here's just an overview about the project. It is one of the Thrive in the 05 placemaking projects. The budget is $54,000 and it's taking place in the Sugar Hill neighborhood. Here's a map of all of the Thrive in the 05 neighborhoods and the map. Most of most of the Thrive projects are occurring in this area, but there are some in the arterial neighborhoods, including Sugar Hill. The mural will be on the wall of Max's Center Attractions here. It's along Stone Avenue. The budget of $54,000 goes to all the related costs, including the artist's fee, insurance, and any engineering plans, taxes, research, that community engagement process, the labor, the fabrication, permitting, lifts, all of the above. This is the composition of the public art panel. The majority of the people in the panel are either residents or former residents of Sugar Hill. And there's also an arts professional and the Thrive Neo 5 project manager. Here's a bit about the public art process. We put out the call to artists on July 11th, and it closed on July 13th. We received 63 applications, 62 of which qualified. The panel had 2 weeks to review the applications and select their top three. And then at our first meeting on September 3rd, each of the panelists shared their top three. We went through all of the top three that each panelist had selected, and then finally they came to a consensus on the three finalists to move forward. Again, yesterday was the panel meeting where we interviewed those finalists. They gave a presentation, and then the panel asked them questions. In the end, they selected one artist to move forward, and then now we're here at the September 11th PACTC meeting where you'll be asked to vote on the process and artist selection. Here are the finalists. We had a lot of applicants from out of state and also out of the country. But in the end, the panel chose Ndubuisi Okoye from Detroit. This is a sampling of some of his work. And we have several panel members here today to speak about the process and why they chose Ndubuisi. So with that, I will open it up to any of the panelists who would like to speak. And we also have the artist here, and he could talk a bit also once the panelists give their
turn. Robin, you go first.
Hello, everybody. I really didn't come to necessarily make a speech, so I don't have anything prepared. If there are specific questions or points of reference that people would like to know more about, then I'm willing to address that. But I, having been raised in Tucson, I wasn't born in Tucson and really didn't live in the Sugar Hill neighborhood but for 3 months. When we relocated back to Tucson, my father's home, from Brooklyn, New York, I think there's been an eraser of Black history and an eraser of Black culture in the present, particularly or specifically with respect to public art in this city. So again, I don't have anything really specific to say, but if anybody has any questions or, like I said, concerns, then I'm happy to address those.
Thank you.
I sat on the panel, and the reason why we chose this artist was because he has a very unique look as far as being from Detroit, knowing the Black community, because what he's being asked to create a mural is in a Black community, where it was traditionally Black community. It was the only place that the African Americans could buy property in this city at one point in time. And my great grandparents were one of the first people who got property, who bought their property, bought their home in Sugar Hill. And it's, we also chose him because he actually allows people to come in and help. He will teach them to paint too, and to help with the mural, along with the mural. So we thought that having the community involved with painting it, along with it being a mural for everybody, that would be, you know, something that would be, bring pride to our community over there in Sugar Hill. And it would last, and that's it.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Stevens. If it's the pleasure of the committee, we'll give the artist an opportunity to say a few things. So, Mr. Koye, you're on.
Yeah, thank you guys for the opportunity again and selecting me as the artist. Like I said during my interview and presentation, I'm really excited to be a part of this, and I'm excited to be paint a mural in Sugar Hill because of the vast history of that Black community and how it's similar to the history of Detroit where I'm from. I just think it's a rare and amazing opportunity, and I can't wait to get started.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions of Sadie, Wilwin, Arts Foundation staff, and or Arts Commission members who were on the panel? If I don't hear any, I would entertain a motion. Oh, Adrian. Corinne. Discussion's good. Adrian first, please.
Yeah, I just want to say I am so excited that you were chosen. I got to see this presentation. I'm really excited to see your work here, and also like understanding and the fact that you're bringing folks in and going to help those who need to learn how to paint. Like, just love that community engagement element. I live in Keeling, which is also one of the arterial neighborhoods that borders Sugar Hill. So I'm really excited to have this near my neighborhood. And I know that Sugar Hill has like a robust oral history available to learn. And I see you nodding your head. So I guess my question was like understanding that like Black communities are obviously not a monolith. Like, just curious if you're going to be incorporating that oral history or like how you'll learn a bit more about Sugar Hill.
Absolutely. I've been researching since I was selected as a finalist. I've looked through a lot of the oral history, not all of it. I still have some research to do. And the more I've learned about it via the oral history and the banner project that was done there, the more excited I've been getting about it.
And several of us on the panel, several people either still live in the neighborhood or have strong roots from the neighborhood. My grandparents moved to the neighborhood in 1954, Adrian, to address your concerns. So as I stated previously in this very long meeting, I have a minor in history. So I've done a lot of not only oral history, but written history about the neighborhood. And so because this panel is going to be a working panel, we're going to be intricately involved with Ndibusi. And he, trust and believe, he'll get probably more history than he wants to hear about.
Thank you, Robin. I was not concerned about the panel selection relevance at all, and I didn't know it was a working committee, so that's awesome.
Great, thank you.
We do have one question, though, for the artist, which we forgot to bring up in our discussions. Is the artwork going to be covered with the anti, what do you call it?
PD coding?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because we wanted that. Yes, thank you. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Corinne, your hand's been up.
I just want to say I'm super excited about this. I drive past this all the time, and I think this is going to be a beautiful addition to the mural art in Tucson, which is desperately, it's a huge part of our community, which I don't know if you've come to Tucson yet. But when you come, we'll drive you around and show you how many beautiful and varied murals there are in the town. And I think this is going to be a terrific addition. And I just wanted to note that our panel has a very proud history of deferring to the neighborhood panel when they select an artist and when they approve the art. And that is not a rubber stamp. That is respect owed to the people who live in the neighborhood, who will be involved in the process, and whose neighborhood and culture will be represented by it. And I'm thrilled and so excited to see what happens next.
Thank you, Corinne. With that, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve. Mr. Okoye is our artist for the Sugar Hill Project.
I'll move to approve.
I second.
And moves, and I'm sorry?
I said I second.
Nope.
Sorry, Colleen, I don't, you can't second.
Oh, this. I can't vote on this one. Sorry.
No, you got to be on the committee.
Okay.
You're welcome to join the committee. If we had a vacancy, so if we need another committee member to second, please.
Alicia Vasquez seconds.
Thank you, Alicia. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please, Ms. Shaw.
Okay. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez? Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenneth Smith? Lara Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fong?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sip. Alicia Vasquez.
Approve.
Anthony Avila.
Approve.
Brandon Varela.
Approve.
Kathleen Velo.
Approve.
Thank you. You have unanimous approval.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, well, let's move on then to item 10. Any committee members want to add anything at this point in time to next month's agenda? You can always forward suggestions to Sadie. Your co-chair and myself meet with Arts Foundation PACD staff a week before the meeting, and so things can be added. We did get some inquiries from board members regarding a little member profile that we can provide so that know who each member is and whom they represent, and we can't necessarily provide contact information overtly because that would then lead to potential violations of open meeting law. But I think it's a great idea because I'm always writing things down as we as everyone's signing on and introducing themselves, trying to keep everyone straight. And I was going to create my own little list, so I'll probably be doing it on my own, running it past PACD staff, and we'll get something out so everyone has a cheat sheet to help everyone remember who other committee members are and what their interests are, and we'll go from there. So, again, any agenda items, folks? Again, Corinne, thanks for that suggestion. Thank you, everyone, for a very thoughtful meeting today and very respectful. We ran a little over. I mean, I like to keep our meetings to an hour and a half. We ran a little bit over, but I'll tell you, as long as it takes to do the right thing, that's what I'm going to have you guys endure. And we did the right thing today, and I appreciate it. And we'll be seeing you next month. And, oh, I guess I'm going to go quickly back to item 5. Don't forget, the Art Scout Wamboree is October 12th. Go to the WAMO website. Buy your tickets, come enjoy some great art, the Steinfeld Warehouse, and some fun little acts that we have, and get your sash and your merit badges to be a great art scout. So with that, thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next month. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Jim.
Jim Green, welcome aboard. I think you and I sat on grants committees back decades ago, so don't help.
We did. Yes, we did.
Here we are. Yeah. Well, anyway, you haven't aged a lick. So, anyway, unlike me.